Welcome back to A Juno Afternoon. Today's show is a collaboration between the Black Awareness Association of Juno and KTOO. I'm your host, Christina Michelle, and I have had the pleasure of having a conversation here today with Brian Compton, Chantel Webb Candler, and Brandon Williams. We've been talking about HBCUs, and our panelists have shared so much information about their experiences, and I know that I found it very useful information, and we hope that you did too. As we close out our show today, can you guys let us know how we can get in touch with you, or if you have a social media platform you'd like to share to stay connected with the listeners, please do so.
Well, I'm Brian Compton. You can find me on Facebook under All That Ansum, spelled A-L-L-T-H-A-T-A-N-D-S-U-M. You can also use that same handle for Instagram. You can also Google us at All That Ansum, and that'll pull up our website, our store. If you're interested in any HBCU merchandise, we carry an array of articles from tracksuits, hats, beanies, scarves, you name it. Most of the predominantly Black colleges we do carry. We don't carry them all, but we carry a lot of the heavy hitters. So if you're online, definitely check us out on social media or like I said, Google All That Ansum. And you can also Google Grambling State University. That will pull up all the information from that great university. If you've heard something that may have interested you about Grambling State University, feel free to check out the website, apply for it. They do have an online program currently. I'm speaking as an attendee of Grambling State University. I am not speaking on behalf of the university directly, but if you need any information, by all means, just Google Grambling State University, and that will be able to lead you in the right direction and answer any questions you may have. And thanks for having me, Christine.
Of course, thank you, Brian.
Yes, this is Brandon Williams again. You can find me on LinkedIn, Brandon Williams Senior, professionally. I like to give up my LinkedIn. And also check out Tuskegee University and see what we have to offer. You can go to tuskegee.edu. So we have all of our programs from online to hybrid to on campus. And we're currently COVID safe and following the COVID platforms. So.
Excellent. Thank you.
Chantel Webb Candler. You can also find me on LinkedIn under Chantel Webb Candler. My email address, if you would like to contact me via email, is my first name. So chauntelwc@gmail.com. Clark Atlanta University on Instagram is @cau1988. You can also find Clark Atlanta on Facebook, on LinkedIn, and I believe on Snap as well. I'm not really a Snapchatter. I do serve as our national historian, so I'm constantly in meetings. Actually have one coming up soon for our board. So I'm our national historian of our alumni association. I also have, like I said, my nonprofit HBCU Alumni San Diego. I'm more than happy to answer questions. You don't have to live in San Diego. But of course, if you just happen to have some San Diego listeners, tap in with us. We're figuring out some stuff for pandemic fun. And then lastly, if you don't mind, I wanted to share about my basketball team. So the San Diego Guardians, we're kicking off our inaugural season in April, so in a few weeks. We have an initiative that I developed in the midst of the pandemic and everybody just kind of like the uncertainty as well as the social unrest with the heinous things that happened and continue to happen. It's been happening, right? But it seemed to have kind of maybe caught fire and not literally, but, picked up some steam.
Yes.
So we have an initiative called BAM. It's called Black Athletes Matter. And it's basically a platform saying that Black athletes, contrary to what many may or may not know, historically, professional Black athletes, have, for the most part, have always used their voice and their platform to further advance social, economical, racial injustices that go on in America. So BAM, Black Athletes Matter, is a platform saying that, yes, your voice as a Black athlete does matter and you should not be minimized to your specific sport. So we have shirts that are right now being sold for the San Diego Guardians that just say Black is real simple, Black Athlete Matter in our logo. And Brian B, you actually might need to connect on that as well. But we have two focal points. So one, playing off of LeBron James when he was told to shut up and dribble. It's a play of words saying they don't just, and it's a scholarship for Black athletes. You don't have to be a basketball player. You don't have to just be male. It's for male and female athletes, no matter the sport. And it's basically called They Don't Just. It's a scholarship. And you're doing a 500-word essay, so it's nothing difficult, explaining outside of your sport, what do you do for your community? Because at the end of the day, as athletes, with that platform, you can be social justice transformer and changers. And we should all want to be the change that we want to see, no matter what profession you're in. The other focal point, is when we hear about athletes going to HBCU, Peanut tagged on it in terms of the history and the fact that our greatest athletes in the beginning, they couldn't go anywhere. So they were at HBCUs, right? So they were going into the leagues and stuff like that, the major professional leagues. And then somehow, some way, after affirmative action, the trend started to shift over to the predominant white institutions. And then all of a sudden it was, oh, HBCU sports suck. No, they didn't. They just went to the other side, kind of, right? So with that, one of the main things you hear nowadays is, oh, the facilities are this and the facilities are that. And that's because we're not getting the proper funding that we need. So the other side of BAM, the focal point on the other side is that we want to contribute at least $500. Preferably more, but at least $500 to every HBCU that has athletic program. So of course, we are raised that first $500-$600 and it's going to Clark Atlanta first. Sorry, guys.
Good job.
But I'm actually going into a meeting tomorrow with Versity Supplier. We're going to sit down and discuss BAM and they're going to end up creating their own design that they put on their platform and their design or their website, excuse me. So all the proceeds, none of the proceeds go to my basketball organization. They're all going into those two points.
Nice job.
Very nice. Thank you, Chantel. And thank you, Brian. Thank you, Peanut, again, for this show and for being here today. I really appreciate it. Juno Afternoon airs every day, but the Black Awareness Association produces the show each Thursday. So we will be back again next week. And if you have missed any of our previous shows, please feel free to visit the website, ktoo.org, and you can look at the archives and watch all of the great shows that we've produced before today's show. If you have any questions about the Black Awareness Association of Juno, please feel free to email us at junobaa@gmail.com. And you can also head over to Facebook and find us there and like our page and interact and send any questions or comments that you have about our show there. Thank you. And until next week, take care.